CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese lawmakers are considering pardons for a selected number of prisoners. The proposed amnesty would cover those who were involved in either the war against Japan or the subsequent civil war. Anyone who also fought during the Korean War will also be given pardons if they still find themselves in prison. But felons convicted of violent crimes such as homicide, rape, terrorism, or narcotics trafficking will not qualify for the pardons. The media center for the September 3rd military parade is set to open this coming Thursday. The center will accept applications from reporters from abroad, as well as those from Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. The official website and WeChat accounts are being launched later on this Tuesday. The sites will offer information about interviews, news conferences, and other events. The death toll from the Tianjin port explosions has been increased to 129, with 44 others still listed as missing. All the dead have been identified, including 76 firefighters and 7 police officers. The missing include 28 firefighters, 4 police officers, and 12 others. Meanwhile, 610 people remain hospitalized, 39 of them in serious condition. Stock markets around the world have seen a massive sell-off through Monday, being led by a massive downturn in China. The U.S. stock markets closed sharply lower on Monday. At the close, the Dow Jones ended down 588 points, or 3.6%. The Standard & Poor's 500 lost 3.9% in value. The Nasdaq sank 3.8%. The slump is part of a global wave of selling by traders on the heels of a big drop in Chinese stocks, with the Shanghai Composite Index ended down 8.5%. Over in Europe, equities there also declined, sending the German DAX tumbling 4.7%. The British benchmark FTSE 100 slumped 4.7%, while France's CAC 40 dropped by 5.4%. Chief negotiators for the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank have agreed to name former Chinese official Jin Li-chun as the candidate for the bank's president. Under the AIIB charter, Jin needs to be reconfirmed by the Board of Governors at his inaugural meeting after the formal establishment of the AIIB. Jin was put forward by the Chinese government for the post early last month. Jin Li-chun once served as China's vice finance minister, vice president of the Asian Development Bank, chair of the supervisory board of China Investment Corporation, and board chairman of China International Capital Corporation. North and South Korea agreed to defend the tensions on the Korean Peninsula after nearly 2 days of marathon talks. As part of the deal, the South will end its propaganda broadcasts into the North. In return, Pyongyang is going to express regrets for a landmine explosion which maimed a pair of South Korean soldiers in the DMZ earlier this month. It was that incident which prompted South Korea to resume its propaganda broadcasts. The North is also prepared to back up some of its troops from its border areas, which were built up after the two sides began exchanging artillery shells last week. The head of Greece's main opposition party has been unable to form a government under the Greek constitution. Evangelos Mamarkakis, head of the main opposition New Democratic Party, was given 3 days to try to form a government after the resignation of Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras. The mandate to form a new government has now passed to Popular Unity, the third largest party in parliament. The anti-bailout party split from the governing Syria party last week. If it fails, elections are likely to be called for on September 20th. The Syrian government has confirmed Islamic State militants blew up the ancient Bel Shamin temple outside the city of Palmyra on Sunday. It's being reported the extremists used explosives to destroy the temple, with a blast also damaging some of the Roman columns around it. This comes just a week after the militants beheaded one of Syria's most renowned antiquity scholars in Palmyra. This Islamic State took control of Palmyra in May. Palmyra is one of the world's most important culture sites, built some 2,000 years ago. It was once a major trading hub on the ancient Silk Road. Police in Hunan has arrested a man in connection with the murder of 9 people. The suspect is accused of hacking to death his wife and her family while they slept on Saturday. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.